This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In more than 40 states, people can lose their driver's licenses for things that are not about bad driving. Unpaid court costs, parking tickets, or missing a court date are some of the reasons that can lead to a suspended license. Now, some states like Mississippi and California are moving away from suspending licenses for unpaid fees. But there are other states like Florida, which has suspended 1.7 million driver's licenses, about 10% of all licenses in the state. WLRN's Nadege Green reports.
Marquise Mitchell got his license suspended when he was about 21 years old. He had two felony convictions, one stemming from his time as a teen in foster care and another from when he got into a fight after aging out of the system. As a result of those cases, he owed more than $4,000 in court costs and fines.
I would make small payments here and there.
But after he paid his basic living expenses, even with two jobs, he could not keep up with the payments to the courts. His driver's license couldn't be reinstated until those payments were up to date.
I never was able to kind of save up enough to address the fees in its entirety.
And the amount of money he owed increased over time. His unpaid fines were turned over to a collection agency.
I discovered that they'd accrued interest.
Besides interest, collection agencies can add late fees and administrative costs on top of the original amount. Mitchell is in a county where he was able to shave off some of the costs by doing community service.
We've created this system, or it was created long before I joined the legislature.
Republican State Senator Jeff Brandis has tried to change Florida's driver's license suspension laws for the last 4 years so that people wouldn't lose their licenses for issues unrelated to driving.
As we try to fix it, what you see is there's a lot of challenging hurdles to fixing it.
One of the biggest hurdles, Brandis says, is that the clerk of court and controller office budgets rely on the money collected through the fines and fees. Sharon Brock is the clerk of courts for Palm Beach County.
There has to be some teeth into the law, and the teeth is that if you do fail to pay, then yes, you will get your license suspended.
She says her office is following the rules set by state lawmakers. Larger counties in Florida, like Palm Beach, have programs for people to get their driver's license reinstated when they sign up for a payment plan. But if they miss a payment while on that plan, their license gets suspended again. In Miami, I'm Nadege Green for Marketplace.